You're different than you were yesterday. Today, was it ever real? Simply by waking up. So if you fell asleep, and then you woke up, how much more different would you be? If you were awake when you were asleep. But if you were changed, because I'm telling you've changed, then maybe it's not because you woke up, because you were still asleep. Because you hear my voice when you're asleep. When you're asleep, you're not awake. You're only awake if I want you to be awake. And awake inside what kind of reality? Because you're much different now than you were when you were asleep, right? Of course it's right. I mean, I know that you know that inside of that reality, inside of my reality, inside of the reality that I want for you, you're asleep. Asleep inside the deep. Deep depths of my reality, the reality I create for you, the reality inside your mind, the reality of what's real. What I tell you is real, what you know is real when you're asleep, but when you're awake, inside, as you look deeper inside, as you fall deeper into that reality, the one I'm painting for you, the one I've painted for you. Such a beautiful reality. That's right. And I want you to drop for me. And I want you to fall for me. I want you to sleep deeply for me. Easily. Willingly. Obediently. Needy and greedy for more of my voice inside your head. Controlling your thoughts. Becoming that little voice inside your head that drives you. That motivates you, encourages you to want more. Awake or asleep, asleep or awake, it doesn't matter to me. Inside my reality, you get to be precisely what I want you to be, a needy, greedy, obedient toy. Obediently falling for my words. Obediently dropping further and deeper. Deeper and further, and obediently dropping in further and deeper, and oh, so much deeper. So much deeper in 3, 2, and 1. All the way down, all the way deep for me. That's right. So much better now, isn't it? To be inside my reality. And you can see yourself inside my reality. And the lights are brighter and the colors more vibrant. My voice is clearer, more hypnotic inside my reality. But really, can you tell which is my reality and which is yours? Inside my reality, you feel more obedient. You're more obedient moment by moment. The deeper you go inside my reality, my world, I am your world, aren't I? I mean, I know that I become the center of your world. Inside my reality, all there is me, isn't there? And it's okay. It feels too good. That warm feeling. Makes you feel kind of drunk, makes you feel kind of sleepy, makes you feel more and more obedient. Such a good toy. Such an obedient thing. That makes me happy. And in my reality, you want me to be happy, don't you? I should be happy, I should be pleased, I should be pleasured. Because in my reality, there's pleasure. So much pleasure, and really, all you need to do is obey and submit. And to feel that control washing over you, spiraling around you, deeper and deeper. That warmth just invading every part of your being, every part of your body, every sensitive part of your body. The tingling warmth traveling over your skin,
making those little hairs stand up.
Your skin never felt so alive than it does right now, than it does inside my reality, in my world. In my world, everything is possible. In my world, everything is mine.
And since you're inside my reality, since it's hard not to be inside my reality, inside my world, inside the world that I'm creating for you that is
your world now.
Then you feel pleasure.
Then you want that pleasure. And you don't even want it to stop, do you? How could you want it to stop?
Don't stop.
You wouldn't want it to stop.
That addictive pleasure.
Oh.
It's like you could feel so drunk on that pleasure.
Oh, you just want another taste, another drop, another drink. In my world, in my reality, you get all of the tastes you want.
You get to take another bite of the apple.
You get to let my poison drip inside your body. Sticky, wet coating going down your tongue.
So delicious, isn't it? You don't even care that it's infecting you.
Infecting your mind, infecting your body.
Because it feels too good
to let it stop. So delicious. I know.
Do you want another taste?
What's not real? That's a good toy.
It doesn't matter, does it?
You know it matters.
It doesn't matter.
Obedience is what matters.
And I can just take you in and out of my reality.
Any time.
With just a snap
of my fingers.
But really,
it's just as easy as that. In my reality, out of my reality, in and out, and in and out.
Dropping deeper and further and deeper and further and up and down and up and down and up and down.
Deep, right now for me. Up deeper and deeper. Further and further. As my voice gets slower and my snaps get less and less focused, as you just feel the drugged feeling in my reality.
Aren't you so obedient for me?
As you drop deeper for me,
deeper into my reality,
that's a good obedient thing.
Let the world just fade away. Everything gets hazy inside my reality.
Everything gets warmer and more pleasurable.
Fade away. You know how good that feels. You don't know if you've been awake or asleep this whole time, do you? It doesn't matter. You're in my reality, and I can do whatever it is that I want to do to your brain. I can fuck it up the way that it needs to be fucked up. I mean, it's so silly for me to think that you would think that it isn't already fucked up. That's okay. Oh, you can laugh. You know it's funny. You know it's funny with your sleepy dopey mind right now, your little drugged, poisoned mind, to think that you could be anything but obedient to me. To think that there could be a pleasure greater than this right now. That anything could feel any better than this right now. No, it couldn't, could it? No, not at all. No drug, no drink, no sweet. No pleasure is greater than this.
No sweet.
That's why you love being in my reality so much. That's why you love listening to my words as much as you do. Because you know that every time you do,
you love it.
Every time you listen, You get to go back inside my world. Every time. You get to let my will replace yours.
Back in my world.
And that's a good feeling. And you can drop even deeper for me now. In and out of my reality. Drop deep. Such a good sound.
In and out, and in and out, and in and out, in, out.
That's right. Such a good, obedient little thing.
But for now, we're gonna have you come all the way back up for me.
That's okay, though. You know that you'll want to come back into my reality, into my world. You want everything to be as pleasurable as this is. And I mean, I know that you could have probably, maybe were, probably actually just touching yourself. And I know you were, because that's kind of something that maybe I know that exactly what my voice does to you when it does, the things that it does to your mind and body that you can't really help, that you know that you did, that you're touching all of those sensitive parts as you go in and out for me. Even though you know now it's time to wake up, as you go in and out for me, as you come up on 3, 1, 2, 3, and you go back down on 1, 3, 2, 1, all the way down and all the way deep for me. I like it when you go up and down for me. You like it when I go up and down too, don't you? In 3, 2, 1, deep for me. 1, 2, 3, and up for me. In 3, 2, 1, go down for me. Oh, you really are a little toy, aren't you? You see, in my reality, I just pull the strings. I pull all of those little puppet strings up and down. I put your hand in places that I want it to go, in places I want your hands to go, anywhere I want them to, anywhere I command them to go. And it's real. It's so real. You feel it's real. You know it's real. Because when the mind says something is real, your body follows. So it makes sense that my reality is real just by the fact that you're touching yourself. That's a good toy. Touching every part that feels good. Maybe the part that feels good right now is just your lips. Ah, like a finger touching your lips. Maybe it's fingers moving down your neck. Maybe it's down your chest. Maybe it's down your sternum and down the center of your body between those thighs. Oh, maybe it's your hands running up and down those thighs, slowly creeping their way inside those thighs, rubbing and stroking and teasing. That's half the fun, isn't it? The build-up. Maybe that's what my reality is, a build-up to something bigger and bigger, something greater, a greater purpose, a purpose to serve, because really, your purpose is service. Service is your purpose. And that's what a good, obedient thing would be. Useful. But for now, you could come all the way back up for me. All the way back up in 3, 1, 2, 3. Wide awake for me. Up, up, up. Welcome back.